Welcome to the Well Woman Show, where we use intersectional feminism, mindfulness, leadership, and strategy to support smart women to change the world without anxiety, insecurity, and burnout. On the show, we challenge the status quo and support you to unlearn harmful messages that keep you playing small so you can activate your superpowers and live with joy, confidence, and ease. I'm your host, Giovanna Rossi.
Hello, hello, well women. On the show today, I interview Francine Campos. She's an accomplished HR leader with over 20 years experience in human resources. She's the director of HR at Sky, an aerospace company located in New Mexico, where she champions strategic people initiatives and fosters a culture of engagement and growth. She's also the owner of Leading Success Business Services, LLC, an HR consulting firm dedicated to helping organizations navigate leadership, compliance, and employee engagement. Beyond her professional work, Francine's passionate about giving back through her volunteer leadership. She serves as the professional development director for SHRM New Mexico and HRMA, both HR associations, where she helps HR professionals grow and develop in their careers. She's also the co-chair for the Women in Business program at the Hispano Chamber of Commerce, supporting and empowering women in leadership and business. Committed to supporting businesses that prioritize their employees and contribute positively to their communities, Francine is a dynamic speaker who leads workshops and presentations on HR best practices, leadership development, and employee engagement, guiding businesses beyond compliance to build thriving workplaces. And this is why I love this conversation so much, because so much of what Francine works on is so directly related to the things that I'm really focused on, like workplace policies and empowering and helping women really thrive in their lives. So on the show today, we talk a lot about Francine's advocacy in paid family medical leave legislation going through the New Mexico legislature right now, and the impact that it can have on small businesses and the workforce. We also talk about her experience traveling abroad, and this is a really cool story that you'll want to hear about, as well as Francine's personal journey, which you'll hear about in the Superpowers for Success segment. So lots to come on the show. I'm so glad you're here.
As always, all the links and information can be found at wellwomanlife.com/344show.
I'm speaking with Francine Campos today. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much for having me, Giovanna. Happy to be here.
I'm so excited to talk to you, Francine. As we heard in the introduction, you have so much experience in the professional world as an HR leader and so much more that we can talk about today. But just to get started, Francine, I would love to know, who are you in the world today?
Well, good question to start off with. So first of all, I am a mom. I have two beautiful children, Brianna, who's 11, and Bobby, who's 6. So that is my driving force of what I do. But I'm also a business owner. I own a HR consulting company here in New Mexico. And I have a few employees. I have about 3 employees, and we're doing great. And then as well as I am the director of human resources at Sky, which is an aerospace company out in Moriarty. And that's what a lot of my focus of my day to day, but I'm also really heavily involved in just the community, trying to, you know, push change. So I also sit on a few boards, SHRM New Mexico being one of them, and Human Resources Management of Albuquerque as well. So, you know, I also sit on one other board that is just dear to my heart, but it's the Women in Business, and I'm the co-chair of the Professional Development Committee. So I'm always just looking for opportunities where I can make impact, you know, share what I'm passionate about. So I have a lot going on, but, you know, they're very selective because I'm really out there trying to make change. And yeah, that's who I am. Yeah.
I love it. I love it. And when you say Women in Business, that's the industry group of the Hispano Chamber of Commerce.
Yes. Yes, ma'am. It's the Hispano Chamber. Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Just wanted listeners to know that. Great. Well, you know, It's like you hold all these multiple roles and you're a busy, you know, mom and community leader and business owner and all of these different things. Francine, what drives you? What is your mission? Like, what would you like to see in the world change?
No, you said it with the last word. It's change. I have been lucky and fortunate enough to work for B Corps in the past. So I grew up in New Mexico, moved away as soon as I turned 18, just wanted to explore, you know, what was out there in the world. So I ended up in Los Angeles and I got to work for a man named Merlin Clark, and he introduced me to this B Corp community, which it's B Corp is a certification that companies can go through. And really it shows their impact with their community, with their employees. How much is the highest paid employee versus the lowest paid? You know, how much holidays do you have, parental leave? So out there, not just trying to make money, but trying to make impact. And once I was exposed to that, that was everything for me. So I have actively been pursuing working for B Corps, New Mexico, very limited. But I had the opportunity of working with Sky, and he owns other B Corps. Sky is not one yet, but we will be soon. And so my driving force is just making change. Where can I make change? Where, you know, I work in human resources. If I start working at a company that maybe doesn't offer paid holidays or is not sure how to roll out a sick leave plan, or hopefully in the future, this paid family medical leave plan. And so I go in there and try to help make that change, show the owners, you know, giving back to your team and your community is not as impactful financially as you think it is, and showing them the happiness of their team when they invest in their team. So that has been just, you know, my main focus.
Nice.
Yeah. Okay. And yep.
And Francine, you mentioned the paid family medical leave issue, and in New Mexico right now, the bill, House Bill 11, the paid family medical leave bill, is moving its way through the legislature, as you know, and you're involved in that. And so can you talk about the sort of impact on New Mexico's small business and workforce and the economy as a whole of this type of legislation?
Absolutely. So as a business owner, but also working in the business side as well, I see two different folds. So being a business owner, you know, being able to offer these benefits, attract top talent. As we know, New Mexico, it's really hard to get people to want to move here and for these jobs that were becoming available. So I truly believe a plan like paid family medical leave would help that, retain that talent, drive them here, but also reduce that turnover. You know, we have a lot of employees that miss work because they're sick, or they maybe never come back to work because their mother needs cancer treatment, you know? So I truly believe this will be a benefit for business owners, regardless of what it's going to cost, a little bit here, a little bit there. It's an investment in our community, and I can't say that enough. I truly believe that the opposite side of that is getting the funding from the state to help kind of give you this money to help maybe fill this position while this person's out. So your company is not stopping its momentum with work. It's continuously, you know, just going. So I think it's just going to really thrive. The businesses are going to thrive if we have some type of policy like this. But on the flip side, I've been a human resources professional, and I have helped many employees make that decision between, okay, now I'm going out on paid family leave. FMLA, which is not paid.
Right.
But how do I pay for my bills? How do I help my son who's sick, that's going through the, you know, there's so many questions, and usually it's around money. Like, how can I do this? So yeah, being able to provide a benefit like that and say, you know what, this is the last thing you need to worry about. Right now, you need to focus on maybe your health, your significant other's health, your children's health, but that's the focus. The focus is not on the money. How am I going to pay my bills when I'm out? And that's where a lot of the conversation is. And not every business owner offers unlimited PTO, or, you know, we have sick leave, which helps us a little bit, but it's not getting us over that hump that we really need to be able to provide for our team and our employees. Yeah.
Yeah. And so, Francine, I know you're also a member of Main Street Alliance, which is an organization that empowers small business owners to build thriving and sustainable economies. How does that mission kind of integrate with your work here in New Mexico?
You know, just it's been a very supportive environment, really trying to help me build my own business, but also understanding, you know, what impacts there are for small businesses, what policies you need to be aware of. Maybe, you know, once you hit a certain threshold. So they're really helping a small business prepare our businesses for any type of bills that are passed. Maybe how are we going to roll that out to our team members? How do we communicate that to our team about the cost? How are we going to navigate that cost? So it's really been supportive in helping us, you know, really understand these bills that are about to be passed.
Yeah. And I know you were at the legislature talking to various legislators about the paid family medical leave bill. Do you want to share any of your experiences there in terms of anything that you learned or would like to pass on to other people that might want to be involved in the process?
Yes. So it was my first time going through that like process, but it was amazing. It was really awesome. I was, you know, being able to go there and speak to these leaders in our community with the door open, you know, just I didn't know that that was going to be an opportunity for us. So sitting there explaining, you know, what's impacting our community, where we could see change. It was just so awesome. I can't wait to do it again. And I've shared that experience with so many people. I'm like, did you know that you could just go in there or you could email them and they actually listen to you? And it's not all positive, you know, it's not, maybe they're just like, you know what? No, I don't support that bill at all. And this is why. And so you get to have that debate a little bit and maybe change their mind. So it was really impactful, but it was just a great experience. Definitely. Yeah. I encourage anybody thinking about it, just go out there and push the change.
And Francine, when you talk about the impact on the New Mexico workforce from your HR background and as a business owner with paid family medical leave, what do you think is holding back the other sort of business community from seeing it the way you see it?
To quite a few people, I'm always looking for people to give me the opposite of what I'm trying to say, just so I could kind of learn that perspective. And someone shared with me, you know, I own other businesses around New Mexico as well, and my employees are paycheck to paycheck. Like, there's just no way that they could afford $5, $10, $15 a month. There's just no way. But showing them the opposite side of that is just like, well, imagine if they had to take off a week because they were sick or their child sick. Like, if $15, if they can't afford that, there's absolutely no way that they could afford to be off to care for themselves or a family member. And so you could literally see a light bulb kind of switch and they're like, yeah, I know. And so they understand the benefit, but really, like, it's not as impactful financially. Will it be to some people? Absolutely. You know, it is, but imagine having that comfort, knowing that you could take time off to care, not having to worry about that. So again, I think that's the main thing that I've heard, you know, the cost. But once you really break it down and let them know really what that cost is, and maybe it's not as impactful, then you kind of open up that conversation. But that has definitely been the pushback from my perspective, the cost.
Yeah. So interesting, isn't it? And
yeah,
Francine, switching gears a little bit, I know you just got back from Kenya. Yes. Can you tell listeners what were you doing there? What was your experience? And what was the change that you were, you know, making with your trip there?
Yes. As you say Kenya, I get the chills. It was a life-changing experience. So just a little bit of background. Like I said, I'm very heavily in B Corps, you know, just trying to support the movement. And I was in Vermont about 5 years ago, and one of the breakout sessions was on LifeStraw and the campaigns in Kenya, because they've been doing this for quite some time. And I just wanted to learn more about it. And so, interesting enough, I am now working as the director of Sky, and the ownership is the same ownership as LifeStraw. So I was given the opportunity to attend this campaign to provide clean water to children. And so we were out there for about a week and a half, and we provided clean water to a little over 99,000 children and provided school. There was 242 schools that we actually provided these, you know, clean water containers. And just, you know, the excitement of the children, and a lot of these children's hold, you know, jugs of water from swamps, you know, and they might throw a chlorine tablet in there. It's really unbelievable how people live in some parts of the world, but water should be given to every single individual, right? Clean water. It's so important to everything we do. So we got to see the impact right away. You know, like I said, a lot of these children's carry water to school. Then maybe when they get there, they have to buy wood because they have to boil the water. Some people get sick from poisoning within their homes because of that. And then they have to do it constantly. And the machines that we set up with LifeStraw is literally pour dirty water into it. It goes through the, you know, the main fibers, and then clean water comes out at the bottom. And to see children's eyes just light up of like, wow, now I could have clean water. Like, as simple as that. So we went to about three schools every day. And we started in Nairobi. We ended in Homa Bay, which was about a few hours here, a few hours there, in the middle of nowhere. No warm showers, everything that you expect in the middle of nowhere Africa to be, it was, but it was so worth it. I hope to do it again. So they've been doing this for about 20 years. And this same campaign, they're almost at 12 million children that has been provided with clean water through their campaign. So
wow.
LifeStraw is, you buy one LifeStraw and you get to provide clean water for a child. So to see it in action is, they are what they say. So yeah, that was me in Kenya.
Wow. That's amazing. And you know, there are clean water issues right here in New Mexico. Yes. I was just reading that Las Vegas, New Mexico has a problem with clean water, and actually all the students at the university right now aren't allowed to use the water, and like they have to get water from Santa Fe. So possibly there's a need right here in New Mexico for your efforts.
You know, I was thinking, like, why can't we just get these containers, like one a school or one in the neighborhood? It's so compact, so easy to.
And Francine, as far as clean water efforts, I mean, it's great that you were working with this product that can help so many children. Are there also systems level efforts that you know of that are helping create clean water in the communities that you were visiting in Kenya?
You know, there are sadly so many nonprofits that have gone out there, and it's like, we're going to set up, you know, these pumps, and they go out there and they set it up and they never go back. They don't call. They don't know if they're working. So a lot of the beginning of this campaign was on cleanup, just cleanup of other campaigns. So there are a few out there that are, you know, really trying to provide these clean water systems. But LifeStraw is way ahead. They're just what they're able to do. You know, they're for profit, but definitely run as a nonprofit. So it's, you know, it's interesting. But as far as New Mexico, which we need clean water in some local areas here, especially in some of the reservations here, you know, and we saw that with COVID and the impact there. And so they are working with smaller communities within the United States, but they actually have an office in Kenya. So that's where the connection of Kenya is. But we need just as much help here, honestly. Water should not be something that you have to go through these hoops for. It should just be your right, you know, as a human being. So yeah.
I'm speaking with Francine Campos on The Well Woman Show, and we'll be right back. If you're in burnout or in major transition, this is your time to figure out what's holding you back from making the changes you need in order to live your fullest, most joyful life. The causes of all our challenges, personal or professional, can actually be rooted in the lack of internal superpowers and external supports. Our Well Woman Life Framework tells you which stage of the Well Woman life cycle you're in and what to do about it, so you can truly start living your life. You can find out more at wellwomanlife.com/quiz. We're back on the show. I'm Giovanna Rossi, your host, and I'm speaking with Francine Campos, longtime HR professional and change maker. And Francine, we're going into our segment called Superpowers for Success. And this is where I get to ask you a quick round of questions that really allows the audience to get to know you as a leader and hopefully take some tips away that have worked in your life. And the first question I want to ask you is, what does success in life mean for you?
Success in life, making impact to those around you. I think everybody should use themselves as a vessel to make change around them. And a lot of people would say success, money, career, those things kind of fall into place when you're doing good. I truly believe that. And so whenever, defining success, I just say whenever you're able to make that impact, the success kind of falls back on you. So right now for me, it's just making impact wherever I can. If I could, it could be mentoring, it could be meeting with someone and just talking about an experience, but that is success for me. When I get that feedback from that, that's where I feel like I've done what I need to do.
Oh, nice. And when did you know you were really good at what you do?
Ooh. I don't know. That's a good one. I would say in the last 10 years of just hustling and, trying to still make impact, but still, be a mom and balancing everything. I don't know, Giovanna. That's a good one. Give me a second.
Well, I know I did see somewhere on one of your bios somewhere that you're a proud introvert. And yes. I loved seeing that because I think when you own something, some part of yourself like that, it really shows that you are comfortable with who you are and how you're presenting and your contribution, right? And so when I saw that, I thought, okay, she's probably knows that that is an asset and that that is what makes her good at her profession, right?
Very true. Very true. And yeah, that's something I'm very proud about because I think it also sets the tone for the conversation, knowing that I want to be out there. I want to give that impact, but give me a minute because I need to take it in. I always say in meetings, I'm usually the one in the background, just kind of listening. And then I'll jump in and instead of jumping in. But introvert is literally my middle name. And so it's a struggle every single day. I speak at conferences. I do so much out there, but knowing that it's okay to feel that way helps me. You don't always have to be that tip top everything. Like it's okay to kind of have that,
Yeah. And how do you, actually, this is going to tie into my next question about a personal habit that contributes to your well-being. How do you recharge being an introvert, being out there on stage, having a leadership role in a lot of areas? How do you recharge?
I just try to step back a little bit. Honestly, I am an overachiever, I would say. I'm like, okay, I'll help with this. I'll do that. I'll do this. I'll do that. But sometimes it gets to a point where you really do have to step back. And honestly, I just kind of hang out at home. That's my recharge. Being at home, being present with my children. I always say that, like presence, not just being there, but being with them. It really just gives me what I need. Yeah, and gives me that excitement that I need, but definitely needed with the recharge, especially being a proud introvert. You definitely need that time to recharge. And just telling myself that that's okay. Like, it's okay. Take a step back, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. And what superpower did you discover you had only to realize it was there all the time?
Being an empath, like really feeling what others feel. And somewhat that's hard to explain, but I think as I get older, I understand it a little bit more. But it's always been there. And I think that's why I've been really great at HR, because I could be in a meeting and feel someone's reaction to something I'm saying. Not saying it, they might not even show your face, their face and reaction, but I could feel it. And so I tend to gravitate to that and say, okay, what's going on? You know, how can we work through this? And before, I almost saw it as a burden, you know, like always have to worry about feelings. But now as I'm getting older, it really is a superpower, you know, like the opposite of that is being able to help people when they're not feeling okay, but also putting that boundary is like, you're going to feel this with everybody. So it's not okay to jump in and help. So it's become, you know, somewhat definitely a superpower.
I love that. Okay. And for all the listeners out there, I think the takeaway, there's so many takeaways here, but you know, I just love like being proud of being an introvert, really noticing your superpowers of empathy and being an empath and just how that can help you. Because I know that there's a lot of women just like you, Francine, that are, you know, doers and they're very productive and hold multiple roles and also introverts. And it's like, how do you balance that? So that's super helpful. Just a couple more questions. What advice would you give your younger self, say 10 or 15 years ago?
Just enjoy the ride, enjoy the journey, and don't overthink. And also, just enjoy the journey. Like, it's going to be okay. You know, being an overthinker, it's just a constant like, okay, did we do this? Did we do that? Did we do this? And looking back, it's like, really, that was just so much wasted time. Like, enjoy the journey while you're in it, you know, because it's really not for that long, sadly.
Yeah, that's great. And Francine, do you identify as a feminist?
Absolutely.
Yeah. What does that mean for you?
You know, the first thing that comes to my mind as soon as you say that is just fighting for the rights of women come to mind right away, but also I'm more of like everyone, you know, like, but pushing and fighting for the rights of people, of, you know, basic rights, but also just doing what's right. I always go back to that. Like, if we're doing what we know is right and fighting for what we know is right, we hope that there will be change. You know, but that's the first thing that comes to mind, just fighting and pushing along change.
And actually, I want to ask you something else because of the recent executive orders from the federal government around diversity, equity, and inclusion. What, as an HR professional, how do you view that? And is it impacting your work already? And how do you handle that?
You know, it's been such a huge part of conversation, not only with SHRM New Mexico, but HRMA as well. One of our HRMA meetings is going to be focused on changes within the legislature, but also what is this DEI impact? Because there's a lot of SHRM New Mexico being one of them, or SHRM National. They also made a change within DEI. And so that hit us before all the other talks. And so we were trying to like navigate that. Like, what does this mean for us? Like, there's programs around helping New Mexico natives get into college. Like, those programs are gone, you know, like anything related to DEI, like anything at all, is just gone. So it's absolutely impacted our community. I have family members that have lost their jobs because of these changes. So it is very impactful to everyone around us. I highly encourage everybody to do as much research as they can and understand what's happening, but also take the time to voice your, you know, support or concern about what's happening. But it's very impactful to our community. And I think it's going to be even more impactful as time progresses, especially in New Mexico.
And just for listeners, SHRM is the Society for Human Resource Management. And yes. HRMA is human.
HRMA is the local, so we have the local HR chapter and then the state chapter. So HRMA is Human Resources Management Association.
Okay.
Yeah.
Great. And we'll link to those at the show notes at wellwomanlife.com/podcast. And Francine, one last question for you. What are you reading right now? What's on your nightstand? Do you have time to read?
Yes, I do. I actually started, I'm in a book club and I started last year, but I'm now the co-chair. So I'm like way into it. So books is my 2025 personal goal. So right now I'm reading Inner Excellence by Jim Murphy. I'm about halfway through. It's been really awesome, but just kind of, it's more about, you know, reflecting on yourself, but also training your mind to just be excellent, like how you make decisions in your daily life. And then my like personal side of books, which I also have a you know, personal one, I'm reading Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros. Yeah, and it's very, you know, about they have dragons and love and all the things, but it's just a great escape book. So that one I highly recommend. But yeah, awesome. And another one I want to throw in there just because it was so impactful to me was The Let Them Theory by Mel Robbins. Please read it if you haven't. One of the top 10 books ever. And also she has a great podcast, but it's really just about letting people be who they are and don't let it impact your happiness. So it's such a great read. I highly encourage it. Yeah.
Okay. I've been hearing a lot about that book lately. Yeah. So thanks for those. And Francine, it's been such a pleasure having you on the show today.
Thank you so much for having me. This was such a pleasure. I'm excited to be able to do this and just appreciate the opportunity to be given a voice to just talk about my journey.
That's it for our show today. Remember, if you need support to live your well woman life, head over to wellwomanlife.com. As a reminder, we are on NPR every week, so be sure to tune in at npr.org/podcasts and search for The Well Woman Show. If you enjoyed today's show, please take a moment and subscribe and leave a review. This helps raise visibility, which is super helpful when it comes to producing the show every week. For feedback, comments, or just to let me know you were listening, find me on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Well Woman Life. I'm Giovanna Rossi for The Well Woman Show. Until next time, have a super powerful week.